Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lessons Learned episode of Not Your Average Lives. Today's lesson came to me as a realization, maybe a download. And I wanted to share something that I do every day, and I've mentioned it before, but for those of you who might be new to my podcast or have missed it in the past, part of my daily planning process, which is actually not very intense, it's pretty simple, but one thing that I started doing a couple of years ago that I found very valuable is capturing something I learned every day. And it does two things. Number one, it keeps me always in a growth mindset. It keeps me always looking for new ways to challenge my brain, to learn new things. It keeps me consistently focused on wanting to learn new things. And that is very valuable. And then the second thing is it helps me capture realizations. It helps me capture aha moments that I may have received over the course of a day. And it keeps my brain, I think, in a way connected to the source, to things that I was cut off from before because I never took the time to think about, oh, what is coming through? And so I think it's been really powerful for me. And part of my planning process, and I also teach this, is that at the end of every month, I look back through the 31 days and I capture kind of the major things that I learned and that I realized. And so I now have this documentation and I don't feel as much like I'm wasting time. I feel like, oh my gosh, all these things that I've done over the course of a month, I would have never have remembered. And so it's super valuable. And so I think this is one that I'll probably put on my list. And it is a realization I had. So it falls into the bucket of more of a realization than new knowledge, because lessons learned, a lot of times people think, you learn something new, but a realization is actually kind of learning something new, wherever it comes from. And I did speak about how sometimes realizations come in the form of these downloads from wherever they come. And I just did that recently in episode 231. So I wanted to reference that. I called it Downloads Can Make a Difference. I think it was my last Lessons Learned episode. But today's lesson learned is that I had this realization, and this was really came to me because I'm going through my second half Spark School enrollment this week. So I open enrollment for my school just maximum 12 days a year. Last year it was only 8 days. So I do that. And then so people are going through the decision-making process. It's a big investment. Am I going to do this? And, you know, I just, maybe they're thinking I'm not ready or it costs too much. A lot of people have this perception of it's going to take too much time or I don't have the time. And so I thought it was a really good conversation to have, because if you are somebody who's trying to make that decision, then this is something that will help you. And if you're not somebody who's making that decision, you're just a regular listener, it's still going to be valuable because, because we all deal with time and we all deal with lack of time and we all have our perceptions of time. And this is in particular when you're trying to make a decision and part of the decision is made because you're looking at time as a factor. So I think this is really valuable for anyone who's listening and has the challenge of time, which I know I do. No matter what, I always am looking at time. And I think the older we get, time becomes even more valuable, right? More precious. And I thought it would be funny to share for you guys who follow me on YouTube. You might wonder how I prepare for episodes and I get these like ideas and these downloads. And some people like probably take like really, really clear, like bulleted notes. I sometimes envy people who have like notepads that are so pretty and so clean, but I have this like, it's like chicken scratch. It's like, you know, just these kind of like how it comes out of my head. It kind of lands on the paper. So, So it's, and so when you see me looking down, it's like, I'm referencing my chicken scratch. But regarding the perception of time, the first thing that I want you to do is to be aware, just like I talk about our limiting beliefs, and we can have limiting beliefs around time, is to check in with and be aware of like, what's behind this? What's behind this? So when you're making decisions and one of your factors is time, what are you perceiving? What are you perceiving about time? What is the problem with time that is preventing you from making the decision that perhaps your heart wants? Your logic mind, usually your logic mind is bringing in the whole time element. It's not your heart because your heart wants something and you're blocking that want or that desire because of this time factor. So, you know, are you looking through a lens based on the cost, what that will cost you in terms of time? Or are you looking through it with a lens of what quality of time will that bring me? And really the lens in one way, in terms of cost, is what is more of a lack. Right? It's more of a lack mindset. It's like, what am I losing? It's like, you know, I'm going to be losing time. My time is limited. Whereas when you're looking through the lens of quality, it's more of an abundant mindset. It's more of a, what this is going to bring to me. What is this investment of time going to return to me? And so that is so key, is to really put that thought, that decision on this time element under the microscope. So the questions I get, and I can tell when people are looking at it from the quantity versus the quality lens, because the questions I get when they're looking through the quantity lens are, how much time will this take? How many lessons are there? How many hours in a week will it take me? How much time before I get the transformation I want? What time are the calls? I'm not sure if I have enough time. They might be statements. They might be things that are just going through your head as you're trying to process whether it this is the right fit for you. And I'm speaking to these examples based on people making a decision whether the second half spark school is right for them, but these can be applied to anything that you're trying to decide on in life. And so you wouldn't be considering it if your heart didn't desire it, unless you're being forced to do it, of course, you know, which you should never do anything that you're being forced to do. Remember those shoulds. You shouldn't be shoulding all over yourself. You should be wanting. And so if you want it, why is the quantity of time a factor? And it's usually rooted in fear of some sort and lack, you know, kind of that lack mindset. But when we look through the lens of quality, we ask better questions, right? I always say, yeah, like the quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions we ask. All right. So this kind of falls into the realm. So some of the questions would be, if you're looking at through the quality lens, is how will this give me more time? How will this give me more time? Like, what is, you know, that's a great question because I have this whole planning piece in it. So you get like really high quality answers, right? How will this improve my relationships? See, that time is less the element. It's more of like, you know, that investment of time will give me this quality of life, this improvement in life, which is ultimately what I'm looking for, right? And, you know, the mindset aspect, you know, improving the quality of the relationships and how will my life become happier and more fulfilling, right? Instead of how much time will this take? Do you see the difference there? And so, and then, you know, there's that digging into the who you are, what you love, and why it matters. So you're getting a totally different response and you're getting more information, better quality information from the better quality questions than, you know, they're more about, you know, what is the return on my investment, right? We invest in the stock market. We put, say, I want to put a dollar in so I can get $5 out. And it's the same way, you know, just think of it as hours. If I put an hour in and invest in that time to improve the quality of my life, but it's what happens is most of us, when we have, like put yourself in my shoes, you know, if I'm teaching this, I have this download and it's because I have invested the time and I now have the quality time that I desired, but we often don't see it that way until we get there, right? So it's the people that have been lucky enough to realize this and discover it by accident, almost just coincidentally, which is after the fact, when we finally have the quality time we so desperately wanted. And then we're like, aha, you know, I was looking through the quantity lens instead of the quality lens. And so I just thought it was important to bring this up because it may, you know, it was like an aha for me as I was processing some of the questions that people were asking and trying to help them through the realization of it's because you're in that situation and you're looking at the cost and you're looking at, you know, the time suck. We're coming at it from that lack. You know, just to say that, and I'm just speaking of this from experience because I've been so in those shoes where it's like, you jump to that. What's this costing me in terms of money and time? Right. And those are both two negatives. So how can you look through a lens of value, abundance, gain, return on investment? So and I wanted this to be a quick episode. There's no reason to elaborate on it. It's like a really clear, you know, to the point topic. But if the quality of your time sucks, then you just have to start being aware of how you're using time to prevent you from getting that quality. Because that is what's happening. The lens, you've got to change your lens. You got to change to the lens of quality. And just, it all starts with awareness. That's what I always say. Everything, how our brain works and how it's talking us out of things, it's just a total game. And you just have to play the game, understand that, you know, you can beat it, you can win it. You just got to start being aware of it. Get aware of what the pieces are on the board and start moving them in the right direction, right? And put, you know, especially that we're older, you got to put your glasses on. We put the right lens on. We can especially relate when we're older. We need those glasses, right? Yeah. So hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully that you'll see that time is what we make of it. And time is so valuable, and we have to choose it wisely. But know that the quality of what you put in on the front end is the quality of what you get out on the back end. And so when you're just looking at how much time this will take without the content of what that time is being spent on, because likely right now, the time is being spent flailing. The time is being spent scattered. The time is being spent hopping from one task to the next, and not just one task to the next, one meaningless task to the next. So how about taking time and learning what high value tasks you want to work on? How is it investing in that that is worth the time? And then on the back end, we'll bring quality time. And hopefully that makes sense, because my chicken scratch doesn't flow necessarily like it comes out when I actually speak it. It just kind of, I jump all over the place, and hopefully it makes sense on the end. So let me know if this has been helpful. And I hope you have a great day on this Thursday, and you enjoy this early lessons learned episode that I decided to do a day early, because today is the last day to enroll in the Second Half Spark School. And so, yes, hopefully for those of you who are feeling like time is a big factor, this is helpful. All right. And I wore my t-shirt. Let me reveal, if you're on my video, the best is yet to come t-shirt. I love this t-shirt. So I thought today was a great day to wear it. All right. Bye. Till next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.